Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hyatt Regency Savannah for Georgia Economic Developers Association 2022 conference. It's time for Association Leadership Radio, brought to you by the Georgia Center for Employee Ownership. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live from Georgia Economic Developers Association's annual conference 2022. So excited to be talking to our next guest, Laura Lindman. She is the Economic Development Director from the City of Chamblee. Welcome, Laura.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I am so excited to be talking to you. Tell us, for the listener who isn't aware, kind of the elevator pitch for the City of Chamblee, because you guys are rocking and rolling.
We are. So we are part of the Metro Atlanta area in the northern end of the city. We have a MARTA stop, so that's probably one of our biggest assets, along with PDK Airport, which is the second busiest airport in Georgia. And we do have a lot going on there. We have a CDC campus, IRS campus, Patillo, who is here with us today. They have offices in Chamblee as well. And we've got a lot of going on with our mixed-use developments as well.
Now, is Buford Highway part of Chamblee?
We would be remiss if we didn't talk about Buford Highway. That is definitely one of our bigger assets as well.
Yeah, I think that Buford Highway could be its own, like there should be just kind of food tours of Buford Highway. There should
be buses go stop to stop.
There's so much culture there. There's so much diversity. It's just an amazing part of the city that I think that everybody should be visiting and checking out.
I agree. We have a great partner in We Love Buhai, and they do some of those tours that you're talking about. So anytime that you want to come do a tour, we'll be happy to take you up
on that. So now, what are you doing here at this event? How are you going to kind of wring out the most value from this event here today?
Yeah, so obviously networking is one of my favorite things. People are so innovative in their communities, and so love hearing about what they're doing in their communities and trying to bring that back and making it work for Chamblee. We talked a lot this morning about some technology that we can implement in our city, and so I'm excited to bring some of that information back to our city manager and talk to him about that.
So you're looking to kind of network and educate yourself about kind of best practices, the good, the bad, the ugly, and other environments, so you can take back some of the good stuff back into Chamblee.
And maybe, you know, if there are some missteps, you know, we don't want to do that, right? And we can share that with other people as well.
So now, is there anything that's happening or soon to be happening at Chamblee that you can share?
Yeah, so we've been working on our town center for a while, but we're really excited. We're getting very close to getting that, you know, finalized and moving that forward, and so that'll be really fun. Our city hall, the new one, is almost complete, and so we'll be moving in the next few weeks. I want y'all to come see that. It is absolutely beautiful. It has a beautiful green, and so it'll be a great gathering spot. And then we always have really great places to eat and dine in Chamblee.
Now, is there a place for startups? Are you going to pursue some of that kind of work?
That is a great question. So we don't have a dedicated space yet. However, we are working on some things. We're not quite ready to announce yet, but we are working on some things where we think that startups will have a good opportunity to get off the ground.
And would it be technology startups, or is it kind of restaurant startups? Because I'd lean into that restaurant angle. You got so many food opportunities there.
Yeah, so we're really close to Peach Corners, and they have a great technology hold, and we're, you know, super supportive of that. And we always love technology business. However, we really think that for us, we're looking at experiential retail. And so we'll be looking more into some of those restaurant concepts, but also how does retail bring people downtown, create that third space and sense of place. So we're going to be leaning into that.
Exciting times. So what do you need more of? How can we help you?
Yeah, I think we need more people to realize how awesome Chamblee is. We need people who are innovative and who have creative concepts. We're always there to help. And so we just need to meet more people who are excited about what Chamblee is doing and where we are.
Now, is there a lot of land, or is there places to develop, or is it kind of tight right now?
Yeah, it's a little tight, but we do have some great spaces that can be adaptive reuse projects. We've got a great space that was on American Industrial Way, mm-hmm. done by Seven Oaks, 2135. It's an incredible Class A office space that they've taken an old industrial warehouse and created this space. So there's opportunities for stuff like that, and I think that that's what we're going to see more of.
And the folks here, there might be somebody here that might be able to partner and figure something out, right? There's a lot of creative folks in this room.
Absolutely. Lots of construction people and design
where they
folks.
See opportunity, right?
I think so, yeah. We'd love to help them see that into reality.
So if somebody wants to learn more about Chamblee, get on your calendar. What's the website? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can visit our website, ChambleeGA.gov, and they come to economic development. We've got a couple of tools there that they can take a look at, including our Chamblee Business Analytics. And we also have GIS Web Tech, which is also here. We have a website through them to help location services as well.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing
Absolutely.
Important work, and we appreciate you.
It. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Georgia Economic Developers Association Annual Conference.